Akalo yadabhavas triyugo tasatvam. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As the Lord appeared just to maintain Lord Brahma from the attack of Madhu and Kaitava, he also appeared to protect the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to protect the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. There are four yugas or millenniums: Satya, Treta, Dwapar, and Kali. In all the yugas but Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in various incarnations and asserts himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appears in Kali Yuga, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never asserted himself as such. On the contrary, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, he blocked his ears with his hands, denying his identity with Krishna, because he was playing the part of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God, and therefore he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, in many Vedic literatures, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sango Bhangashtra Parashadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. In Kali Yuga, intelligent men worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always accompanied by his associates such as Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. The entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principle of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Sankirtan movement knows everything perfectly. He is Sumedas, a person of substantial intelligence. Om Agyanti Midandasya Kyananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamane Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pricharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Aschatya Deshatarine Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Utithanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ajanulambita Bujo Kanakatabato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwambaro Baro Yugatharma Palo Bande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodado Gorodaye Pushpabando Chitrosando Tamonado Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaudadveshe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. We are reading this morning the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Narasingha Dev from the seventh canto, chapter 9, text 38 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj is standing before the awesome and beautiful form of Sri Narasingha Bhagavan. And in his glorification, he is revealing to the world one of the most innermost secrets and the most important principles of transcendental knowledge for all living beings. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in many forms, with many names, in many places, according to the need of the time. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanaradaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He comes to this material world to deliver the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, and to reestablish the principles of religion. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is above the modes of material nature. He appears within this material world, which is conducted by the three modes of nature, only out of his infinite, inconceivable love. And he appears in so many wonderful ways just to attract our love, just to give us the opportunity to always fix our mind in his divine form, in chanting his holy names, and in remembering his wonderful pastimes. Prahlad Maharaj is here explaining how, my Lord, you appeared in so many wonderful ways. At the beginning of the creation, you appeared in the form of a horse, Hayagriva, in order to kill the terrible demons Madhu and Kaitaba, and thus protect Lord Brahma. How you appeared as a tortoise in order to facilitate the victory of the demigods over the demons. You appeared as a boar to save the earth from destruction and killing the terrible demon Hiranyaksha. And now you are appearing as Lord Narasimha Bhagavan to protect your innocent devotee and free the world from the terrible calamities of Hiranyakashipu. Indeed, the Lord appears again and again. But Prahlad Maharaj explains that your name is Triyuga, which means you appear in every yuga except Kali, revealing yourself as the Supreme Personality of God. But Prahlad says, in the Kali Yuga you appear as Channa Avatar. Channa Kalo Yad Abhavas Triyugatha Satvam. Channa means hidden, covered. When the Lord appears in Kali Yuga, he does not claim himself to be God, but he appears as a devotee. Karabhajana Muni spoke to Maharaj Nimi, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangopanga Shaparashadam Jagyai Sankirtana Priyaya Janti Hisumed Saha. That same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he appears in the Kali Yuga covered by a beautiful golden complexion, and he plays the role of his own devotee. Srila Prabhupada used the example that when his servants would sometimes massage him, they would not be doing it properly. So Srila Prabhupada would say, not like that, like this. And he would begin to massage them. Say, you go like this, and then like this. So does that mean that Srila Prabhupada was giving up his position as a spiritual master, and that his disciple was giving up the position of disciple? He was teaching by his example how to properly serve him. In the same way, Krishna appeared in this world just at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, and he spoke the Bhagavad Gita to give the knowledge how everyone could perfect their lives through pure, unmotivated bhakti. Sarvadharman purityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham dvam sarvapapibhyo mokshai shamima sachaha. That you must abandon all varieties of religion and you must surrender to me. I shall protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. But this instruction, although it is clear, it is self-manifesting, like the sun at noontime, the impersonal philosophers, they are not willing to accept the obvious understanding of this verse. Krishna explains how to surrender to him, Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyajim namnamaskuru. Mame vaisheshi satyante pratijani priyoshime. That you must always think of me, worship me, offer your homage unto me. In this way you will come to me without fail. This is my promise, because you are my friend. So Krishna is revealing the supreme truth, the essence of all knowledge, to always remember him, to surrender to him. It is not to be interpreted. When Krishna says, me, mam, aham, he means Krishna. That beautiful form of Shamsundar, who is standing with his beautiful lotus eyes, complexion like the dark clouds during the monsoon seasons. That Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, the eternal lover of Sri Radharani and the beloved friend of Arjuna. It is this Krishna that we must always remember, that we must worship, that we must offer our homage unto, and in this way surrender everything to. But because of the terrible cheating propensity of the human society in this age of Kali Yuga, practically nobody could understand this simple process of surrendering to Krishna, although Krishna made it clear. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, Krishna appears again in this age of Kali, not to give us instruction. He already gave us the instruction. The Gita, the Bhagavatam is there. But he personally came to show us how to follow his own instructions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the person Bhagavatam. Krishna Swadhamo, it is explained that after Krishna left this world, he appeared as Srimad Bhagavatam to give light in this age of Kali. And he appeared as the son of Sachi Devi and Sri Jagannath Mishra, as the living embodiment of all the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, as the practical example. He came to teach us how to love Krishna, how to always think of Krishna, how to worship Krishna, through the simple process of Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna explains in Gita, Ye yathamam prapadyante thamstatham vayuja. Amavart manu bharatante manushya bharata sarvasaha. That he reveals himself according to how we approach him. Some people may ask, how is it that although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Avatar, that so few people in the world are able to understand or recognize this? It is revealed in the scriptures quite obviously. But the Lord, he reveals himself according to how we approach him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first went to Jagannath Puri, in the role of a devotee, the supreme devotee, Srimati Radharani, when he saw the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath, he fell to the ground in ecstatic love. At that time, the spiritual master of all of Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, seeing the beauty and the virtuous characteristics of this young sannyasi, he brought him to his own home. Soon after, Gopinath Acharya, the son-in-law, or brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, along with Nityananda Prabhu and other associates of the Lord, came to his house. And during this wonderful pastime, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had such natural parental affection for Lord Gaurasundara that he wanted to help him by teaching him the study of Vedanta to help protect his vows as a sannyasi. He asked Gopinath Acharya what sampradaya of sannyas is he, has he taken initiation? And Gopinath Acharya explained from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied that this is not a first-class sampradaya. I can arrange for him to take initiation in the Saraswat sannyas line. And Gopinath Acharya explained that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not depend on your arrangements to put him in this sampradaya or that sampradaya. He is the source of all sampradayas. He is the absolute truth. He is Krishna. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he explained that the Lord is known as Triyuga. He does not appear in this age of Kali. If you want me to accept this, you have to prove it on the basis of Shastra. And the fact is, Gopinath Acharya was able to prove it substantially, irrefutably, on the basis of Shastra, that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was the absolute truth, Sri Krishna. But even with so much evidence, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not understand it or accept it. Why? Because this innermost truth of the nature of Godhead can only be known when the Lord reveals it himself by his causeless mercy. Of course, we know that the Lord takes great pleasure to reveal these inner truths through the transparent via media of his representatives, of his devotees. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, playing the role of such a humble devotee of the Lord, he was willing to accept the teachings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He sat in the Jagannath temple for 7 days hearing his speculative interpretations. And Lord Chaitanya told Gopinath Acharya and others that, please, do not criticize Sarvabhauma. He actually cares about me. He's really trying to help me. The Lord is so kind. Ultimately, he revealed himself first through defeating all impersonalistic philosophy. Then he established himself by revealing his beautiful six-armed form, Satbhuja, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It was at the time when the Lord revealed his mercy to Sarvabhauma that he could understand that, yes, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. So on this day of Gaur Purnima, it is most auspicious because it is the day when the age of hopelessness, Kali Yuga, was given supreme hope. The great saints and sages, they worship this age of Kali Yuga. Why? Because the most beautiful, the most merciful and benevolent of all incarnations appears only in this age. To distribute love of God, the ultimate perfection of life, so easily to everyone. How fortunate we are. There are so many sufferings, so much distress, so much pollution and immorality in this age of Kali. Therefore, the Lord had to come in this age in the embodiment of His most powerful form of mercy. It's the only hope. Therefore, Rupa Goswami prayed, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauratveshe Namaha. This took place at Prayag, the second meeting of Rupa Goswami with Lord Chaitanya. Rupa Goswami, he had just left his government service under the Nawab Hushain Shah, along with his brother Anupam. And when he came to Prayag, the place where the Ganges, the Jamuna, and the Saraswati meet, he heard the tumultuous roar of the chanting of the holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
he saw tens of thousands of people with their arms raised, all dancing ecstatically, with their hearts filled with ecstatic love of God, chanting the holy name. It was at that time that Srila Rupa Goswami composed this verse. Where have we found any other incarnation bestowing such mercy? Whoever he would come in contact with, he would give love of God. And it wasn't just those people that came to him, but he went chasing after the conditioned souls, the most sinful. He traveled throughout the south of India, searching for the most fallen to give them the holy names. When he was living in Navadvip, he was going out to the streets every day, inviting everyone, please come, raise your arms, perfect your lives, chant this beautiful Maha Mantra. And all the innocent, pious people, they took to the process of love of God. But what about those who were atheistic and proud, impersonalists? Just in order to reach them and give them love of God, the people who were offending him, who were criticizing him, he left his beautiful, chaste wife, his loving mother, and the comforts of his home to take sannyas just to chase after the most stubborn, disobedient souls and induce even them to accept pure love of God through the chanting of the holy name. What other incarnation manifested such an extent of compassion? When Rupa Goswami saw this, how is it possible? In the age of Kali Yuga, the time of quarrel and hypocrisy, tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands of people are dancing and chanting in ecstatic love of God. And in the center of this beautiful kirtan, Rupa Goswami saw the beautiful golden form of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Anyone who would even cast their glance upon this beautiful form of the Lord would spontaneously fill their hearts with love of God, and we begin to chant His holy names.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Where is such mercy to be found? Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurutveshe Namaha. You are the essence of all avatars, the most magnanimous. You are delivering pure bhakti to everyone with no discrimination whatsoever. Because in this age of Kali, if the Lord were to discriminate, He would have no customers. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to teach the role of a devotee to the public, He would never declare Himself to be God. He always appeared to be the most humbled servant of God. In fact, the most humble servant of the servant of the servant. If people would call Him Vishnu, He would block His ears with His hands and He would cry out the holy names to protect Himself from this most abominable of all egoistic ways of thinking, to think that you are God. But to those who are very special and fortunate, He would reveal Himself in the Prema Vivarta by Sri Jagadananda Pandit. It explains how one time Lord Chaitanya was walking through Navadvip Dham, and a beautiful green parrot came right up to Him and sat on His finger. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking of the beautiful parrots of Vrindavan, He asked Him, "Please glorify the beautiful names of Radha and Krishna." And the parrot replied, "Gaura, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura." Mahaprabhu was very disturbed. "What are you doing?" He blocked his ears. He said, "I want you to chant the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, the most worshipable and precious objects of our love. Chant Radha Krishna." And the parrot replied, "Gaura, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura." Lord Chaitanya internally was very pleased, but externally he appeared very disturbed. What are you doing? Radha Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, who are the supreme most worshipable objects of everyone's heart. I want to hear their names. I want to remember them. Please chant Radha Krishna. And the parrot, very loudly, with great devotion, began to chant, Gora, Gora! Gora, Gora! Lord Chaitanya asked, can you explain why you are doing like this? And the parrot described how Radha and Krishna have appeared together in the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. On another occasion, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Vrindavan, some people were thinking that Krishna had appeared dancing on Kaliya. So some Brahmins, very learned and very exalted people, they came to Akrura Ghat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing. And they explained to him, actually, that this is not Krishna appearing, dancing on Kaliya, but it's a fisherman who's in his boat with some lanterns, and the foolish people think that he's Krishna, and the boat is Kaliya, and the lanterns are his jewels. But actually, they said, Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what do you mean? So because you are a sannyasi, and when one takes sannyas, he becomes Narayan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very disturbed by this Mayavad philosophy, and he began to cite scriptural references to prove that no one under any condition can ever become Narayan. Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manashastan indriyani prakriti stane karashati. That we are all eternally part and parcel of Lord Krishna. Jivara swarupai Krishnara nitya das. We are eternally the servant of Krishna. This is the constitutional position of the soul. After explaining the transcendental knowledge of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva so beautifully and perfectly to these Brahmins, they were convinced, yes, we are eternally the servant of Krishna. But now that you have revealed all these higher truths to us, we can understand even more full that you are Krishna. Maybe we can never become Krishna, but you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can see, just like if you take musk and cover it with cloth, because of its fragrance, everyone will know that underneath that cloth is musk. In the same way, although you are now covered by this most beautiful, elegant, golden complexion, we can understand that underneath this covering is the beautiful blackish form of Shyam Sundar, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! And upon hearing the faithful words of these devotees, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his divine opulence of Krishna to them and told them, do not speak this to anyone. On many occasions the Lord revealed his divinity, but it was never given to the masses. When when he was even just a little child, living in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. That pilgrim Brahman came. This Brahman was such an ocean of virtuous qualities. And he always worshipped his beautiful Murti of Gopal. When Jagannath Mishra saw him, he was so happy. Although he came as a beggar, Jagannath Mishra, being an exalted devotee himself, understood that when such great souls come begging, they are actually bestowing their most intimate mercy. So he praised the Brahman that I can see by the effulgence, by the brightness of your form, and by the sincerity in which you are always chanting the holy names of the Lord, that you are truly a great devotee, wandering from place to place, just purifying and sanctifying everyone you come in contact with. But the Brahman, he replied, that because of my uncontrolled mind, I'm always traveling from place to place. Devotees will never claim themselves to be advanced. In fact, devotees will always claim themselves to be very fallen servants. But it is through their qualities that fortunate souls could understand their true spiritual advancement. Sometimes people ask, "Have you seen God? Do you love God?" No devotee will say, "Yes, I have seen and I love." Sometimes on rare occasions. But generally a devotee will always portray himself to be the most fallen. Anyways, Jagannath Mishra took the opportunity to serve this great soul. He said, "You please, let me arrange for you to cook nice rice prasad." So Jagannath Mishra cleaned his kitchen and put the rice and all the spices and everything nice. And the Brahman cooked. And after cooking, he began to chant his Gopal mantra. And just while the offering was taking place, Nimai, who was just a very, very small child, he just recently learned how to walk. He just appeared. And he picked up the rice with his hand and began to eat it with a smile on his face. Brahman, he was very much alarmed. "Alas, he has spoiled my offering." And then little Nimai ran away. And Jagannath Mishra became very angry. Picked up stick. "What is this child? I have invited this guest to my house and he spoiled his offering. He must be trained." But the Brahman, he took Jagannath Mishra by the hand. He said, "Please do not punish this child. He doesn't know better. He doesn't know what is right and wrong. He is too small. I'm living in the forest. I generally only eat fruits and herbs and roots. Very rarely do I ever get rice. So it is obvious that Krishna wants me to fast today from any cooked grains." Jagannath Mishra insisted, "No, no, you must cook again. It is a great offense for me to invite you to my house and not give you proper prasad. Please, I beg you, cook again." And all of the residents of the house implored the Brahman. So to satisfy them, he said, "All right." And Jagannath Mishra cleaned the kitchen and again made all arrangements. And Jagannath Misra made sure that little Nimai was away from the scene. So they took him to some neighbor's houses, and there all the young ladies, they were playing with him just to keep him occupied. They were teasing him. Nimai, you are a Brahmin. How is it that you have taken food from someone you don't even know? You don't know where he's coming from, what he's done, and you have eaten his food. You will lose your caste. In this way, they were singing and they were dancing, and Nimai was saying so many joking words. And the Brahmin finished his offering. He finished his cooking, and he began the offering. And Nimai, he was just going from lady to lady, and he was charming them so nicely. They were so intoxicated with love and affection that they didn't even notice that he left. And as the Brahmin was chanting Gopala mantra, inviting the Lord, please come take these food grains, Nimai appeared before him with rice in his hand and began to eat it. The Brahmin cried out, alas, he has done it again. My offering is spoiled. Jagannath Misra was furious. He came running out, and Nimai ran away and ran into a room and closed the door. And he was shaking his stick. You come out. I'm not going to let you get away with this again. You must be punished. You must learn proper etiquette. And ultimately the Brahmin induced Jagannath Misra, please, can't you see that Krishna wants me to fast today? Nothing happens by chance. So Jagannath Misra sat down with his head, looking to the ground, dejected. At that time, Vishwarup appeared. Vishwarup was Lord Chaitanya's older brother. He was an expansion of Lord Nityananda, Balaram. And he was so beautiful. He embodied such divine qualities that when the Brahmin saw Vishwarup, his eyes unblinkingly looked upon him, drinking his beauty. And Vishwarup came before the Brahmin and bowed down with great humility and respect. And the Brahmin said, who are you? You are the son of Jagannath Misra. How fortunate is Jagannath Misra? How fortunate is anyone to have such a son who is the embodiment of such divinity? And Vishwarup, with such humility and respect, he said, my dear Brahmin, look at how sad and forlorn my father is. Please understand that our house is only meant to serve great souls as yourself, and it will be such a great offense if you do not accept our cooked rice. Please cook again. The Brahmin could not refuse the request of Vishwarup, because he asked with such sincere feeling and humility. He said, but it's already midnight. It's past midnight. It's too late. Vishwarup said, no, it is not too late. Please, please. So again, they arranged the cooking. And the ladies in the house said, there's no fear. Nimai is fast asleep in back room. We will make sure he will not disturb again. So everyone in the house fell asleep, and the Brahmin finished his offering. And he began to call upon the Lord through his prayers. And right before his eyes, in the midst of the offering, this beautiful, naked form, endowed with the most illustrious golden complexion,
stood before him with the rice in his hand, and he began to eat it. And the Brahmin, exasperated, he cried out, "Alas, alas, again he has done like this." And little Nimai looked at him and said, "Why are you so disturbed? You are calling me to accept your offering, and I'm coming, and I'm taking it. You offer it, and then you become angry when I accept it. I am that Gopal that you are worshiping." And then right before his eyes, little Nimai revealed his beautiful form from the spiritual world. It was a form with 8 arms. In 4 arms he was carrying the conch shell, the lotus flower, the chakra, and the gada. And in 2 hands he was playing on his celebrated flute. And with the other 2 hands he had in one a pot of butter, and in the other he was eating that butter. He had a beautiful complexion, so dark, like a newly formed rain cloud. And his head was bedecked with a beautiful peacock feather, and his beautiful curling black hair was decorated with wild forest flowers. His eyes like blooming lotus. His cloth brilliant like lightning. Behind him were the Surabhi cows of the spiritual world. The beautiful Kalpa Briksha trees, Kadamba trees with flowers. And beautiful birds of Vrindavan singing the glories of the Lord. He saw the gopis, the gopas. The whole land of Vrindavan was revealed before his eyes. When the Brahmin saw this beautiful darshan, weeping, crying in ecstatic love, he fell to the ground unconscious. And then the Lord spoke to him. He said, "In this incarnation, I am appearing in the guise of a devotee. I have come to teach the world how to surrender to Krishna by my own example. You should not disturb my lila by revealing what you have seen to anyone. I forbid you to disclose this beautiful darshan." And he told him that you are my eternal associate. When I appeared in the cowherd community of Braj Bhumi as the son of Nanda Maharaj, at that time you came as a Brahmin banging at the house at Nanda Bhavan. And at that time, I also accepted your cooked rice. You are my eternal associate. And then he again transformed himself into beautiful little Nimai Pandit. He wasn't even a pundit then, he was just little Nimai. And he ran back into the room, appearing to go to sleep. And the Brahmin, he was so much in the ecstasy of love, he was just very loudly chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And he took the food
that was accepted by the Lord. And beside himself in ecstatic love, he started rubbing it on his body. And he began to dance. He was just dancing in ecstasy with all the symptoms of spiritual transformations decorating his body. And he was making so much noise that he woke up everyone in the house and they came running to see. And when he saw them, somehow or other, he forcibly contained himself and sat down again like a sober Brahman. He wanted so much to tell them that, don't you know? You are the most fortunate of all fortunate people. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is living in your house and you don't even know it. He wanted to tell them, but he was forbidden to do so. So somehow or other, he restrained himself to keep this a secret. But from that time, that Brahmin never left Navadvip. He remained in Navadvip Dham, and every day he would come to the house of Jagannath Mishra to see the beautiful pastimes of Lord Vishwambar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On another occasion, when Sri Gaurasundar was a little older, he was the best of the scholars in all the world. He used to go from shop to shop in Navadvip Dham just to fulfill everyone's desires. Generally, when you go to a shop, people bargain with you. But with Nimai, all the shopkeepers would call him, begging him to come to accept their offerings for free. The competition was not in the worldly sense of who can get more customers to get more money, but the shopkeepers would compete with one another to have the nicest and best of whatever they were selling so that Nimai would come and accept it for free. The person who had milk, the person who had betel nuts, the person who had garlands, they didn't recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They just were so charmed by his beauty and his qualities. They loved him. So one day, Sri Gauranga approached a person who was very, very adept at being able to tell the future. He was actually a great devotee of Lord Gopal. And whoever would come before him, he would pray to Gopal to reveal the past of this person and the future. And Gopal would reveal everything without fail. So Lord Chaitanya, coming as a Brahmin, he stood there so beautiful. And he said, "Can you tell me who I was in my past lives?" He said, "Yes, of course, I can tell you everything about who you were in your past lives." And he went into his meditation and he prayed to Lord Gopal, "Please, this beautiful young golden Brahmin, give me the vision to know who he was in his previous lives." In his meditation, he was struck with wonder. All of a sudden, he saw the beautiful form of Narayan with four arms holding his symbols, worshipped by all the demigods and all the great sages. And the diviner, he said, "Lord Gopal, now I see that you are appearing before me as Narayan, but please, I beg you, give me a vision of who this Nimai Pandit was
in his previous lives.
And Narayan's form transformed into the beautiful form of Shamsundar. Actually, first, before Shamsundar, he saw Mathura. He saw the prison cell of Kamsa. And he saw little baby Krishna in the arms of Devaki. And he saw in his vision Vasudev carrying this little baby form to Gokul and exchanging with Yashoda's little girl. And then he saw this little baby form of Gopal's childhood pastimes. And then that vision transformed. And he saw the Lord in his Kaishor age, standing in his threefold bending form, playing upon his flute with his head bedecked with peacock feather as he was herding the cows and attracting all of the gopis of Braja. The Brahman, all of his desires fulfilled. Tears of ecstasy were flowing from his eyes. His limbs were trembling. He was again bowing down before this beautiful Lord. And he said, "Please, my Lord, reveal to me who this Brahman was in his previous lives." And he fell unconscious. He came conscious again. He began to chant his Gopal mantra. And then, right before his eyes, he saw the beautiful form of Lord Ramchandra sitting on the throne of his palace in Ayodhya with a beautiful complexion of a shining emerald, being worshipped by Sita and Lakshman and Hanuman and Bharat and all of the denizens of Ayodhya Dham. And then right before his eyes, that form of Ram disappeared, and he saw the wonderful form of Vamanadev. He saw a beautiful little golden dwarf carrying a stick in a begging pot, and he came before the king of the whole universe, Bali Maharaj. And the Brahman saw little Vamanadev placing his foot on the head of Bali as he surrendered everything. And then he saw this wonderful scene transformed into the causal ocean, the Garbhodak ocean. And there he saw the beautiful form of Varahadev, the boar, in the midst of the ocean with high, high waves. And such an enormous form within his beautiful, effulgent white tusks. The entire earth planet was situated. And then he heard roaring sounds. And before his eyes was the beautiful form of Lord Nrsingadev, who had just killed Hiranyakashipu. He was ferocious. He was angry. His nails were covered with blood. And there little Prahlad was smiling and offering him a garland. This devotee began to pray, "Never have I seen such wonderful manifestations of you, my Lord. But please, it is my service to reveal to this young boy who he was in his previous lives. Will you kindly give me the vision of who he was?" In this way, so many of the wonderful incarnations of the personality of God had appeared before him. And ultimately, he became so bewildered. And then his meditation broke by the words of Lord Gaurasundar, who said, "So, what do you see? Tell me. What do you see? Who am I? Who was I? Who
Who will I be? And he was so intoxicated with transcendental love and confusion. He told Lord Chaitanya that I have to meditate on whatever vision I saw, and you come back this afternoon and I will tell you then. So in this way, according to the Shastra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did reveal himself on so many occasions, innumerable occasions, to his very special blessed devotees. And similarly, in the Mahabharata, in the Upanishads, in the Puranas, it is clearly understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear as the son of Mother Sachi Devi, as the Yuga Avatar, to spread the glories of the chanting of the holy name. But still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his lila, wanted to show us in the form of a devotee. And most all human society, they understood him as a devotee during his life. It was through the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan that they truly established with all authority the true nature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is by their grace that we are all here today chanting his holy names.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
You see, this age of Kali Yuga, the modes of material nature are so strong, and we are so vulnerable to Maya. At any moment, we can be covered over. At any moment, we could forget the goal of life. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given us a process by which we will always be protected. What was the process that he personally exhibited in his own lifestyle? To always be in the association of devotees. In Navadvip, in Jagannath Puri, he was always surrounded by wonderful devotees. And in that surrounding, they were always discussing the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. They were always conversing about the teachings of the Lord from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And the summum bonum of all their relationships was when they would come together to perform kirtan, which is the only true process in this age of Kali Yuga that could carry one across this great, great ocean of faults. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his devotees, would worship the holy name. This was the true contribution of Mahaprabhu to all humanity. By his example, he taught us how to worship Krishna, who is absolutely non-different from his name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant that beautiful sloka from the Brihad Naradiya Purana. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gathiranyata. And by his own practical example, he taught us the process of chanting the holy name. Trinarapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnana, Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. In this way, he revealed his supreme mercy. Through these two verses, there's nothing else really to be known. Harinama verse teaches us that there's no other way in this age of Kali of deliverance except the chanting of the holy name of Hari. And Trinadapi Sunichena is the verse composed by Mahaprabhu himself explaining the proper consciousness in which we must approach the all-worshipable supreme name of Lord Hari. To be more humble than a blade of grass. To be more tolerant than a tree. To offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. In this way we can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Gauranga 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 Gauranga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission was to induce everyone to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who was the original spiritual master, Lord Balaram himself, he wanted to give a deeper realization by which we could properly chant the Maha Mantra, to understand that Lord Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. And therefore, he would beg every living being to take the name of Gauranga.
Vaja Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga, Laho Gaurange Namre. Chechana Gauranga Bhaje Sehai Mora Prangre. Bhaja Gauranga Kaho Gauranga Laho Gaurange Namre. Chechana Gauranga Bhaje Sehai Mora Prangre. Vaja Gauranga Kaho Gauranga Laho Gauranga Namre. Je janna Gauranga Bhaje Sehai Mora Prangre. Bhaja Gauranga Kaho Gauranga Laho Gauranga. Jana Goranga Baje, say hi, Mora Prangre. Baja Goranga, Kaho Goranga, Laho Goranga Namre. Je jana gorango baje, se hai mora pran re. Hari Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai go hari bo hari bo hari bo hari bo Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
The Hare Krishna Mahamantra It is found in the Puranas in Upanishads Kali Santaran Upanishad. It is therein declared as the Mahamantra. But it is that same personality who has appeared within his name that appeared again in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us the mercy by which we can chant that name. To chant the holy name with offenses very much disturbs our spiritual progress. And in this age of Kali Yuga, except for very few great pure Paramhamsa Vaishnavas, everyone chants the holy names endowed with so many terrible offenses. There are 10 offenses to the holy name, as described in Padma Purana. And every devotee must very carefully learn these offenses and guard against them while chanting. But we all know what these 10 offenses are. And we all know, however carefully we are in trying to guard against these offenses, we are by constitutional nature in this age of Kali Yuga so offensive that it's impossible. It's impossible by our own endeavor to chant offenselessly. Therefore, the great acharyas have given us this most secret mystical wisdom. That the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his divine associates, they have come to clear away all of the offenses in our own chanting. They have come to benevolently give by their mercy the opportunity for everyone to chant the holy name and taste the sweetness of love of God. And that is why, before we ever chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we first chant the name of Lord Chaitanya, who appeared in 5 features in this age of Kali Yuga. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktapyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in 5 forms. First, he appeared as the supreme worshipable personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna in their original, sweet, loving form. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radha and Krishna appeared in the form of Lord Gauranga to taste the ecstasy of their love for one another. And he appeared as the original spiritual master, the original expansion of the Lord, Balaram, in the form of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Chaitanya appeared as the original incarnation, who is the primal cause of this entire cosmic manifestation, Mahavishnu, in the form of Sri Advaita Acharya. And then he appeared as Srimati Radharani herself. This is a great secret. When Krishna decided to appear with the bhava of Srimati Radharani to taste the sweetness of her love, to understand what it was about himself that attracted her so much, and to understand the nature of the ecstasy she experienced when she served him, Radharani understood that if Krishna comes in my bhava, he will be in uncontrolled ecstasies. So therefore, Radharani appeared herself in order to assist him in his pastimes, and in many ways to protect him from his ecstasies. There's a beautiful story. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, Gadadhar Pandit, who was actually about the same age as the Lord, they grew up together from their earliest age. They were dear friends. Lord Chaitanya said to Gadadhar, "I am feeling so lonely from Krishna. Where is my Krishna? Please tell me, where is he?" And Gadadhar Pandit, wanting to pacify him, he said, my dear Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Krishna is always in your heart because you are his devotee." So Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, he is in my heart. I am feeling so much pangs of separation. I cannot live without seeing him. I must see him at this very moment." And he took his nails and started to rip open his chest, about to rip open his very heart. And when Sachi Devi, the mother of Lord Gauranga, saw him about to rip open his chest and his heart, she was greatly alarmed, because she knew that she was an old woman. There was no way she could stop him. And when Gadadhar Pandit saw what was happening, he said, "My lord, please be patient. Krishna will reveal himself to you very soon." And then Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, thank you very much." And Sachi Mata, when she saw this, she said, "This Gadadhar, he's very clever. He's the only one that my boy Vishwambar will listen to. He's the only one that can control him." So Sachi Devi requested Gadadhar Pandit that, "Kindly, you always be with my son to always protect him from his extraordinary behavior." So the very pleasure potency of the Lord appeared along with him. And the Lord also appeared as his devotee, Sri Narada Muni, who was always at his side assisting his various pastimes and all of his various incarnations. So in this way, the Lord appeared in these five forms, for only one reason: to distribute love of God in the age of Kali. And when this panchatattva, the five features of the Supreme Personality of God in himself, whenever they came together, what did they do? They all raise their arms, dancing in ecstatic love, chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Before we chant the Maha Mantra, first we must very humbly beg for the mercy of the Pancha Tattva, the five forms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and the previous acharyas, they have given us this very sublime instruction that before we approach the Maha Mantra, first we take the dust of the feet of the Pancha Tattva on our head by chanting the holy names. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashri Gaur.